Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. and world leaders look for ways to stabilize the Middle East. U.S. President Barack Obama and Gulf leaders are meeting in Riyadh on ways they can work more closely to help stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East region, despite differences on the best way forward.
I reaffirmed the policy of the United States to use all elements of our power to secure our core interests in the Gulf region and to deter and confront external aggression against our allies and our partners. And we reached a common vision on how to move forward together in key areas.
Obama and the six members of the Gulf Cooperation Council took a group photo Thursday before opening the one-day summit, with a session focusing on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. In the race for U.S. president, Republican Donald Trump is turning his attention toward Democrat Hillary Clinton after both had impressive wins on Tuesday in New York. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Maryland, one of five states holding primaries next Tuesday.
Crooked Hillary Clinton will not have a chance.
Clinton campaigned Wednesday herself in Pennsylvania, where she refrained from mentioning Trump by name but referred to his rival Ted Cruz, who, like Trump, has taken a controversial stance on Muslims. And North Korea is demanding a meeting between a dozen recent defectors it claims were abducted by South Korea and their parents, threatening the South will face strong retaliation. The women worked in a North Korean restaurant in China before arriving in the South earlier this month. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary